Okay, so let's begin. I want to speak about something this evening, which, of course, as is our practice, emerges from the Parshas Shavuot this week, Parshas Vayikra. We begin the third of the five books of the Chumash. And Parshas Vayikra, really the whole Sefer focuses on, or a good part of the Sefer focuses on Korbanos, but certainly the beginning sedges, including ours this week, Vayikra. So Torah tells us in the first of the sources, those who have, in Perek Beis, Pasuk of Gimel, V'chol Korban Mincha Secha B'melach Timloch. When you bring a mincha offering, a mincha means a grain offering. It's an offering of flour and oil and so on. You have to salt it. It requires melach by melach timloch. And it says, velo sashbis melach bris elokecha ma minchosecha. Do not sort of refrain. Do not hold back from putting salt on the mincha offering. And then it says, al kol karbon chatakris melach. You have to have salt that accompanies all of the karbonas. Whenever you bring a karbon, you have to put salt on the karbon. That's what Torah says. And it uses the expression melach bris elokecha, some kind of covenant. It doesn't explain what that means exactly, but somehow there's a special covenant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, a special relation with salt. Rashi tells us what's the covenant exactly. It's in the second source, Rashi, in this pasuk, Perek Beis, Vayikra, pasuk Yud Gimel, melach bris, shahabris krusa l'melach misheshes mei breshes. This was a deal, so to speak, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a treaty, a covenant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made going back to the days of creation, sheshes mei breshes. Well, remember that there used to be the waters had to separate. Yikavu Hamayim, it says on the third day of creation, at the beginning, Yikavu Hamayim, that their waters here down below on earth, and water, also some form of waters up above. What exactly that means scientifically, so that's for discussion perhaps some other time. But there are waters above and so on. And the waters split. So the Medrash tells us that the waters down below complain because the waters above remain in the domain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And these waters had to be here on earth. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, there's going to be something significant from the waters here on earth also. Namely, we're talking about the oceans, that the salt which comes from the water will be offered on the Mizbeach, and the water itself will be used on the Mizbeach once a year during the Yantar of Sukkot for Nisuch HaMayim, Bechag, that means Sukkot. And then it says, Al Kol Karboncha, Rashi says, Al Olas Behem Ba'ov, Emurah Kol HaKadoshim Kulon. It's not limited to Mincha, but all Karbonos, have to have salt added to it. The Sifsei Chachamim, commenting on that, Rashi, Paragraph Beis, you give O Samach, Pirush, Ayidei Melach, HaMayim Nikarbon Mizbeach. Through the salt, it's like the mayim is put on the Mizbeach, because again, the salt comes from the water, salt water, and that's put on the Mizbeach and accompanies every single carbon. The Gemara mentioned, there's a pasuk that later on in the Torah, in Parshas Pinchas, Bermidbar Parakafay Pasi Gimel 4, it says, Vahai Salo, this is when the kahuna was established to go through Pinchas, as the grandson of Aaron. So it says, Vahai Salo, Lazara Achav Bris Kahunas Olam Tachas Hashakina, Lokavai Chapavanates. Well, the Bris of Kahuna is given to Pinchas and his descendants as Bris Kahunas Olam. So the Gemara in Menachas, on Daf Chaf Amid Aleph, source number 5, quotes a different Pasig about salt, not our Pasig, but very similar. Rabbi Shimon Omer, looking 5, Namar Kan Bris Melach Olamu. There was some kind of a bris, just like in our pasuk. It says, Lo Sashbis Melach Bris Elokecha. Okay, but the other pasuk, I mentioned the word forever, right? Olam, forever. The Namar Lahalan, the other pasuk in Pinchas says, Bris Kahunas Olam. So Rabbi Shimon says, Kashem She'i Efshel Karbonas Below Kahuna, Kach I Efshel the Karbonas Below Melach. Just like you need the Kohanim to bring a korban, right? The korbanos have to be offered through the agency of the kohanim. So too, you're not allowed. So just like you can't have a korban without kohanim, you also can't have korbanos without melach. Then the Gemara just wonders, why did it say it initially with regarding the mincha offerings? This is a technical point. The pasuk would have just said initially, you bring salt with every carbon. So there are contributions to the Mizbeach which are referred to as carbonas. For example, somebody has to donate the wood, right? The Mizbeach has wood, so the fire burns, right? So the carbon is called carbon eitzim. Rashi there, Menachos, Abchav Meralav, so 6, quotes a pasuk in Nehemiah, Perek Yud, where it says, carbon eitzim. So the wood was also called the carbon. So when you donate wood to the Mizbeach, you don't have to bring salt with the wood. Okay, and the dam, You don't have to pour salt on a dam either. Okay, it's also referred to as a carbon. So the Gemara says that's why it mentions mincha, means the special offerings. And then from there, we learn the other carbonas, which the Gemara says, Talmud Lama mincha, ma mincha miyuchedah shacherim ba'in chova la. Other things are needed for the mincha. You need wood in order to bring the carbon mincha. So af kol shacherim ba'in chova la. So too, the other things, which the other carbonas, which require something else like wood. Again, it's a technical limud, but it emerges from here that every carbon has to have salt, v'melach timla. Okay, so that we've established. There's an interesting Gemara in Brachas, which extrapolates a pasuk in Yechezkel. Source number 7, Yechezkel, Perek Mem Aleph Pasuk Chav Beis. The end of Sefer Yechezkel, some of you may know, describes the Navi's vision of the Beis HaMikdash La'asid Lavo. Remember Yechezkel was the Navi who prophesied in Bavel. Yechezkel was a Navi who lived in Bavel. He was among the Jews who were exiled to Bavel 11 years prior to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Churban of the first Beis HaMikdash. A number of prominent people, many of the leading citizens, the upper class, etc., were taken to Bavel 11 years before the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. Yechezkel was among them. And the end of Yechezkel is a vision of the Beis HaMikdash, also Lavo. So it says, and Pasuk Perek Mem Aleph Yechezkel, Pasuk of Beis, Source 7, Amizbeach, Eitz, Shalosh Amos, describes the Mizbeach is made out of wood, Shalosh Amos Gavoa, V'arkosh Tamos, whatever the measurements are. And then it says in the end, V'yidaber Eli Zeh Shulchan Asher Lifnei Hashem. Okay? So it's an unusual pasuk. We'll see what the Gemara does with it. There is a Gemara in Brachas, Nun Dalet and Beis, which says as follows, Source 8, V'amar Yehuda, Shlosha Dvarim Hamarech Bohen, Marichin Yoma Bushno Sosho. There are three things that if a person extends, it takes a long time, or takes his time, takes an appropriate amount of time doing, it'll lengthen his life. One of them is Hamarech B'Tfiloso. Okay, it takes his time davening, doesn't rush through davening. Two is Amarech al Shulchano. A person takes his time at his table. The other is Amarech b'Beis Hakise. When relieving himself, a person takes his time and doesn't rush things. So Rashi says in there in Brachos and Dalamud Beis, Amarech al Shulchano, what's the big deal? I understand, okay, daven a long time. And the next Rashi, Amarech b'Beis Hakise, Refuah Hilo, for health reasons, it's better not to rush yourself when you're relieving yourself and so on. But what's Amarech al Shulchano? Spending a long time at his table. So Rashi says there are nine. Shemitoch kach aniim boyin misparnasim. It gives time for other people to show up and eat from your table. Poor people who have nothing to eat. So the Gemara, that's the Gemara in Nun Dalam Beis and Brachas. On the next page, on Nun Hayim and Aleph, source 10, Amarech al Shulchano, Dilma Asi Anya v'yayivla. Okay, because while you're there, while you're eating, someone will knock at the door, a poor person, and have food that they'll be able to give him and sustain, help other people. And what does the Gemara quote as a marker for this? Unusually, this pasuk in Yechezkel, the chsiv, hamizbech, eitz, shalosh amos, etc., etc. And then it says, v'yidaber Eli Zeh shulchan asher lifnei Hashem. The pasuk starts off, look back in source 7, the pasuk starts off talking about the mizbech, and then it ends, Zeh shulchan asher lifnei, that's a table. Well, what are you talking about? Talking about the mizbech? You're talking about the shulchan, they weren't the same thing. Right, so there was a mizbeach on which carbonos were offered. There was also a shulchan on which the lechem aponim, the showbread, was placed. So why does the pasuk begin by talking about the mizbeach and end by talking about the shulchan? So the Gemara has a drush. It's not the shulchan in the Beis Hamikdash, but rather says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, the Amri Tarvayu. Both Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar explain, Kol zman. Right, the pasuk posach mizbeach v'sim b'shulchan. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar Tarvayu, Kol zman she Beis Hamikdash kayam mizbeach mechaper al Yisrael. As long as there was a Beis HaMikdash, so kapara, atonement, came about for the Klal Yisrael through the offering of the karbonas. But the achshav now, what about now? There's no Beis HaMikdash anymore. There's no karbonas, no mizbeach. Shulchano shel adam mechaper lo. A person's table, what goes on at your table, your dining room table, your kitchen table, somehow can bring about kapara. That's the drosha of the Gemara. Okay, that's why the pasuk shifts. It starts talking about the Mizbeach, it ends talking about the Shulchan. It's talking about the Shulchan in every one of our homes. That in the meanwhile, while there's no Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash on which to offer karbonas, so we have instead the Shulchan, the table you have in your house. How so? What does that got to do? How does that bring about kapara? So again, the Gemara there, Rashi doesn't say anything there, but the same Gemara appears in Chagiga, Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, source 11, the Siv, HaMizbeach 8, again, it quotes the same Pasuk in Chezkel, and it has the same Kasha, Pasach B'Mizbeach V'Siyim B'Shulchan. He started talking about the Mizbeach, then you end up talking about the Shulchan. So there it says, before we had a B'Yochanan B'Lezer, here it's a B'Yochanan Shlokish, whoever it is, apparently this is a popular drasha, the Amri Travayu, B'Zman Shabbos HaMikdash, Kaya Mizbeach, Mechapal Adam, Achshav Shulchan Shalom Mechapal Adam. And Rashi there in Chagiga Chavzan Relaf 12 says Shulchanah Mechaparala Bachnosus Orchim. Here Rashi doesn't say about poor people necessarily, but in general Achnosus Orchim, right? The mitzvah Achnosus Orchim, you invite people over for a meal. We miss that now. No, I mean, you know, maybe we don't appreciate it fully all the time. But now that we're somewhat in isolation, etc., we're not able to. Not able to fulfill the mitzvah Achnosus Orchim the way we would like to. So, but that apparently helps us get kapora. And the Tosis points out there in Chagiga Chavzanim and Aleph, he refers to a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Tosis is in Chagiga Chavzanim and Maskel Shulchan Shmona Chaper. The Godol Koch Alagima Kedisa Vagodas Chelik. He refers to Gemara in Sanhedrin. I didn't print the whole Gemara because it goes on and on. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Kuf Gimel of Beis begins with a statement 14. The same Rabbi Yochanan. Am Rabbi Yochanan Meshum Yosef Kisma Godol Alagima. Alagima means eating, right? The meals. It's tremendous, and it lists a whole bunch of wonderful things that can be done through Legima, through meals. And Rashi there says also, in Sanhedrin, Kuv Gimel Beis, Legima, Achila Shemachila Orchin. Again, it's a place where you can host other people, you can share your bounty with others, and so on. And finally, the same Gemara appears as well in Maseches Menachos, Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara Shenemar, again, quoting the same Pasuk in Yechezkel, asked the same Kasha, Pasach Mizbeach Basim B'Shulchan. The Pasuk started Tom Mizbeach and moved over to the Shulchan. Answered again, and there it says, B'Yach Mar Yolozer, D'Amar Chavayo, B'Zman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim Mizbeach, M'Chapar L'Adam V'Achsho, Shem Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Shulchan Shalom M'Chapar L'Av. And Rashi there says again, no same Prusa L'Orchim. So Rashi, is it, they mean poor people, mean Orchim in general. In any event, we have this concept that emerges from all these sources that nowadays, when there's no Mizbeach, in a certain sense, a person's table, your Shabbos table, your kitchen table, your table in your home can be a place where what you do there affects or brings about kapora. So says the Gemara in all of these sources. So it's very interesting. There is a Gemara early in Brachos, Daf Mem Amud Aleph, 18. But the Gemara says the following: Amar Rava Bar Shmuel Mishum B'chia, Ein Habotzeh Rishay Litzoa Ad Sheaviu Melach Oliftan Lifnei Kol Echad Rechad. When a person is making hamotzi, right, let's picture a Shabbos table. One person makes hamotzi and passes the bread to everybody else. So you're not supposed to make hamotzi. That's what livtsoa means, to break bread, literally. Okay, so the person is not supposed to make the bracha until there is salt in front of everybody. Or it's a lifton, some other type of relish. Okay, and so apparently the Gemara doesn't say why here, but the Gemara says that it's proper to have salt at your table, but you must have salt at your table before you break bread, before you start cutting the bread. So the Gemara says, one second. Rava Bar Shmuel ikla the Bay Reish Galusa. Okay, Rava Bar Shmuel once went to the house of the Reish Galusa. Okay, and Afikule Rifta Ubatzal Hedge. They brought out a loaf of bread, and he made the bracha right away, broke bread right away, did not wait for salt. Okay, Rashi says in 19, didn't wait for them to bring out the salt. So what's going on? Why didn't he wait? So Amulei, Hadamar Mishmaitse, are you rejecting this teaching that you have to have salt? Why did you not wait for them to bring the salt? Amulehu, Les Dain, Sarach Boshesh. This particular bread doesn't need it. This bread, we don't have to wait. Boshesh is to wait. Rashi says in 19, Boshesh Iku. He quotes a pasuk, Boshesh Richbo, by Sisera, you know, in the Haftorah of the Parsha is Beshalach, by Shoftim, it delayed. I don't know why I didn't quote the Pasuk in the Parsha of the Torah, Kisisa, it's of Aram Moshe, you know, by Aram Kiboshesh Moshe, whatever, it means delayed. You don't have to delay, you don't have to wait for the salt in this case. Why? Because Pas Nikia Hizuv Ain Tzricha Lifton. This bread, Reish Galusa was the chief rabbi, not only the chief rabbi, but the chief political authority, usually a rich person, he was one who dealt with the government, etc. So he had good quality bread. So what it seems from this Gemara, is that you need salt. Why? Because the bread wasn't always the best quality, and the salt gave greater flavor, greater taste to the bread. So it sounds like from this Gemara that the purpose of having salt on the table, because you're going to make a bracha, and bread is the staple, it's the bracha that's going to be motzi all the other foods you're going to have, as we know. So why do you have to have salt? Because this way it gives greater covet to the bracha and to what you're doing, you have salt to the table. That's what the Gemara seems to imply, and therefore the Reish Galus, who had this pasnikia, this fancier, you know, more pure kind of bread, didn't need the salt. However,
Rabbi, that's not what the Gemara Menachos says. If you're comparing it to a carbon, it's got nothing to do with the bread or the kiyas.
Very good. So we have to, so far, we haven't put the Gemaras together.
Nothing to do with that at all, yeah.
Right. So the earlier Gemaras simply just, again, the earlier Gemaras didn't mention anything about bread whatsoever. The earlier Gemaras just said, a table is a place where it's similar to this map. This Gemara, though, talks about the salt, and the Rambam Pask, and it seems from the Gemara that the primary reason why you have salt has to do with the taste of the bread. The Rambam Pask in the Hilchos Brachos, Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel, 20, Ein Abotzei Rashai Litzot Shevio Melech Oliftan Atei Kalecha Recha, Elim Kein Niskavnu Lecho Pask HaReva. Again, the type of bread that doesn't need the salt. Same thing in the Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim Sim Kuf Samach Zayin Siv Hei, Lo Yivtzat Shevio Lefon of Melech Oliftan, and so on. Rashi says Liftan is called Dovar Nechal HaPas, right? The Lafes Bo Prusa Betzia, the Imi Nikia, if it's this higher, you know, better quality bread. O Shemituvelas Betavo Melech, or it's baked, it has salt in it. Right, the bread already has salt when you baked it, or some other things in it. Gain shalano, like our bread today. Oh, niskavna chol paschari, this other type of bread. Eino tzorech lahamtin. Comes the Ramah and adds the following. So it sounds from this Gemara and Brachos Mem Amud Aleph, it had the salt has to do with the taste of the bread. However, comes the Ramah on the second line of Source 21 there in Orachaim Sim Kuf Samach Zayin Sifhei. We call makom, the Ramo writes, mitzvah lahaniach al kol suchan melech kodem shivtza. Anyway, it remains a mitzvah, even if you're having a high quality bread, tasty bread, or our kind of bread to bake with salt, you should still have it anyway. Why? Ki ha-shulchan domeh la-mizbeach v'achiluk ha-karbon. He puts everything together. He says the shulchan, your table, like we said earlier, is like the mizbeach. When you're eating, that's what you're doing at the table. It's like the carbon on the mizbeach. When Nehemar, quotes the pasuk from our sedra here in Vayikra. When Nehemar, I'll call carboncha takriv melach. Right, and he quotes in the Beis Yosef, the Shmuel Lekan, the Rishon. Okay, so the Ramah, in the name of these earlier sources, is saying, but one second, it's not just for the taste. He puts these Gemaras together. The Gemara in Brachos just seemed to, I don't know, Mem Aleph from Source 18, just said, okay, you know, you have to have salt, and it sounds like it's for taste reasons, or for covered for the Bracha, and so on. But now the Ramah is adding the name of the Rishon, earlier authorities. There's another reason to have salt at the table, and that is because of this comparison between the Mizbeach and the shulchan of your home. So just like what went on the mizbeach had to have salt, like we see in the pasuk in our sedra, so too what went, what goes on our table, our what do you call it, our food, our bread has to have salt. Our tables have to have salt as well. Okay. So the Mishnah Brura, in explaining the basic din before the Ramah, look in the next source 22. The Mishnah Brura there in Simkuf Samazayin Sukkot and Chavzayin. The Mishnah Brura says, The original reason was Melech Olifton Kedesh Etein Echelas Betam Mishum Kavod HaBrocha. Right, the bread should be tasty for Kavod of the Brocha. Okay, and we'll see later. You know, we'll skip that. We'll come back to the second part. What he said later. Okay, and he says, but if it's eating a different type of food that doesn't need the same Kavod, or he has a bread that already has salt, that takes care of it. You don't have to wait for the salt, but you still could. But look at Sivkot and Lamed now, the Ramah, who says, Shulchan Domel Mizbech, and the Mishnah Brura quotes the Gemara that we started with, the Gemara Brachas, no, hey, Kemo Shomer Chazal, Yizman Shavei Samikdash Kayam HaMizbech Mechap HaLadam, Ach Shav Shulchan Shal Adam, okay, Shano Sem Menach Madal, you give to the poor, whatever, Mechap HaLad Dixiv, and he quotes that passage in Cheskel, Vedaber Elayzeh Shulchan Shalif Nehashem. So therefore now, says the Mishnah Brura, what you do at the table, achila, right? Why do you eat? You eat, you know, to make yourself stronger, to serve Hashem. It's like bringing a carbon. So just like the, everything that happened on his back needed salt, so what happens at the table requires salt as well. So now we have, it's not just a matter of taste, but also a matter of this comparison between the shulchan and his back. Yeah.
But that would be any table at any day of the week.
Yes, not the Shabbos. That's correct. That is correct.
Because he holds it's a din in the table.
Exactly. The other
it's a din in the shulchan, not a din in the bread. Exactly. Correct. Doesn't matter what you
now, we'll see a little vita. But yes, nothing to do with Shabbos. Now, Tosas there in Brochus and Av Memorov, and you know, because it has a very interesting, yet an auxiliary, another reason. Tosas Divamas Lahave Melech, 23. Tosa in his time, the Balei Tosa in 1200 saying, we have better quality bread. We have bread that's already choshev by itself, and therefore we don't need to have salt to the table. And it's like what the Gemara says that in the Reish Galusa's house, they had better bread. We all have bread like that. But Mihu on the second line 23, Rabbi Menachem, one of the Balei Tosa, not very frequently quoted. I don't know who it is. My name is Menachem. It's not me. So it says, Rabbi Menachem, ha'imedaktek ma'od lahavi melech al ha'shulchan. He was very careful always to have salt on the table for a different reason. K'de'isa b'medrash, he quotes a medrash, and I looked a little bit. I don't know where the medrash originates, but he quotes a medrash. K'she Yisrael yoshen al ha'shulchan u'mamtin en zeh zeh achit li'deyem. When people come to the table and sit down, and you're waiting for the other people at the table to wash. You know what happens, right? There's a lot. My young son Yosef, my younger son Yosef, he bounces up after Kiddush, he washes at the table. Everyone else saunters in and they wash, schmooze around, and finally come back to the table. So meanwhile, the people who washed earlier are sitting at the table and waiting. So while those people are sitting at the table and waiting for you to come back, and you sit down, you know, there's a delay, and you're free, there's no mitzvahs going on then. So it's a time somehow that the Satan can be mekatrig, right? You're not able to talk. You can't, the joke is when somebody washed, and they're sitting waiting. So, now we can talk about you. You can't answer, right? We're talk about you. So the Satan somehow can mekatre. And so what protects us goes back to Bris Melach Megin Aleim. Again, our Pasuk and our Seder called it Los Hashbis Bris Melach Bris Elokecha. There's some special bris that protects us. So according to this approach, the salt has some kind of, protective element to it. Having salt on the table, aside from the taste, and aside from the Shulchan Domon HaMizbeach, you also have this idea somehow that it grants some form of protection. And the Ramah brings that. In that same Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, the same Sif Hey 24, Ramah says, V'hu Megin Mina Peronios. The salt at the table somehow, I don't claim to understand exactly how it works, but somehow the salt at the table protects you. Okay, now, the Mogan Avraham said, so, yeah.
Why did they have to get so heebie-jeebie? Why couldn't they just say that?
We had two other reasons, yeah.
I'm saying, but the Gemara Menachem, why can't they just go back to that original Gemara and say that?
Yes, again, I, you're right. That's the push. That's what the Ramah did.
I get it.
The Balei Tosa had this other idea was floating around. The Ramah brings it. I don't know, but they had this notion. Now, the Mogan Avraham says, in Sivkot and Yudalit, of course, he says, he quotes this Medrash too. Kosovo sells from Tosu, Shem Medrash, because he saw Yoshin and they were sitting around, so the Sultan is Mekatre, and the Bris Melech protects them. See, all the posts can bring it. And he says, of course, it's better, he says, the Tov Ladabi Bidibri Torah Malaysia Bato. It's okay if even if you're waiting to talk the very Torah, but Tov Mishneim Shola Hafsikal, try and minimize the time. In other words, if somebody already washed, try and minimize the time. Like I said before, a lot of times you go into wash and it's schmoozing around and people look in the pot and then what's this, So try and minimize the time. And Mishabru also writes in Kotan Lamed Beis there in some Kuf Samuel Zion 26. The Issa of Medrash and so on, he quotes the same Medrash. So all the Achronim bring this Medrash as well. I want to digress, having brought up this Medrash again, which appears in the Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham and the Mishabur, since we're 2 weeks before Pesach. Today was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so Mamish 2 weeks before Pesach. So we'll digress for a few moments and talk and have an interesting discussion about this Minig and Pesach. Look what it says in Source 27 in Hilchos Pesach, Orachaim Simen Tov Ayin Hey Sif Aleph. It's talking about right after what we call Magid, right, in the Pesach Seder, the laws of the Seder. So it says Yitol Yadov. You now go to wash. Yivarech Al Until Sedaim. This time we do make a bracha. It's called Rochza, right? And then you come back to the table. Motzi Matzav Yikach Matzus Keseder Shenicham, and you have the three matzahs the way you have them on the Seder plate. Haprusa Bein Shtei Shleimos. You have the broken piece in between the two whole pieces. By the Ashkenazim, we have three. So you have a whole piece and a whole piece. In the middle, you have a broken piece. We broke it during Yachatz. We put away the other piece of Afikoman. By this time, the kid probably swiped it or is about to swipe it. Anyway, so you take the three pieces. The yochs and biyadu vivarach hamotzi. You make a bracha hamotzi and alachilas matzah. Okay, and you break a piece off the top and off the middle one, and now you dip them in salt. It's just like you do on Friday night, whatever. Any other time, you dip the bread into salt. So the Mechaber says you do that on Pesach night as well. You dip the matzah into the salt. Comes the Ramah and writes, The minhag, the Rambam quotes, is not to use the salt to put the matzah in the salt on the first night. We'll see later. He means the first two nights, you know, the night of the Seder. Okay? And he, why? The pas noki. Very good. Get that. The pas noki ain't tzarech melach. First, he says, pas noki, you know, again, the bread with no additives. And so, what is matzah? It's flour and water. So flour and water doesn't need salt, right? That goes back to the original reason, which the Gemara said. It's possible that the house of the Reish Galusa didn't need it because it's pasnoki. This is pasnoki. And then the Ochlam is Sevi Achad Kazayas Mekolechad, I went into Kazayas, etc. So according to this approach, the Marbo quotes a minute that on Pesach night at the Seder, you don't have to put the matzah in salt because it's pasnoki. The Maharil, in his Minhag and his Seder Haggadah, Oslam and Beis, in this version 28, has a different reason. He says, Amen Mari Segel, that was the Mariel. Mariel was in Yaakov Levi. The Lamed is for Levi. So Segel is a Levi often. Segel. You know, Sgan Le Cohen is a Rosh Hashanah. Many people named Segel are Levium. Anyway, so Amar Mari Segel, Mariel. Matzah de Birchas Hamotzi, Shtei Lelos de Pesach, Ein Tovlin B'melach, Kimo B'Shar Hashanah. He quotes, they also brings the Mariel, brings this minig before the Ramah. The Mariel is earlier. He brings this minig also that the Pesach said you don't dip the matzah into salt. Why? He says, Mishum chibas matzah. Because of our love for the mitzvah of matzah. We're so excited about this mitzvah. So you don't tamper with it. We have matzah, that's it. Nothing else. You don't have to worry about the salt. It's just chibas matzah. And he compares it to an interesting, it's in comparison. He said, the last thing, you don't have to wait for the salt in this case. It has like by Megillah. Usually we have a rule that trei koli lo mishtame. Now with two voices, you can't discern two voices. Meaning, two people are talking at once, you can't, you know, Yotze, if you hear Kriya Shma that way, but there's a discussion regarding Megillah that you can, even if 10 people read it, okay, and you heard it's okay because Mishum Chibas Nes, you love the story so much, you'll pay attention, no sin Lev Lishma, okay, even though usually we don't do it. It's the same thing here. You want to leave it as it is, that's his comparison. You love the mitzvah, so you don't have to tamper, you don't need salt. That's what Maharil says. The Levush, in Siman Tov Ayin Hey, Sif Aleph 29, brings yet another reason. He says, Birchas Hamatz, Yechlis Matzah, Tzachlaso, Alashlema, Lehidah Mitzvah, etc. Hilchach, etc. Tov, Shiyoch, you hold in your hand. And breaking half again, how you do it at the Seder. And then he says, on the top of the next page, he says, V'achar kach, Yivtzam Shem B'yachar, V'yitbo B'melach. He first says, you do put it into Melach. Okay. V'vishayin, one second, yeah. V'vishayin lechol pash, M'vorchen of, tipol below melach, mishumar kaveno lefecha secho. He says, really, you should put the matzah into the salt as well. We'll see why in a second, because otherwise it's not covered. But then he says, ve'ono enog en lipol melach b'laylazu. But we don't do it. Our minhag is talking not to do it, he says. Why? Mishum shetei nechshav lechem oni. Okay? It's called lechem oni. Matzah is called by the Torah lechem oni. One of the definitions of lechem oni is poor man's bread. $28 a pound, so it's poor man's bread, right? So, but what does it mean, poor man? It means it's got the basic ingredient, nothing in it but flour and water. What's there? Nothing. Flour and water. I think I mentioned in the past, Aruch HaChaim writes in one place that the Ibn Ezra left in his writings, he was once in prison somewhere, he ended up in India, and he ended up being arrested for something or other, and he was thrown into prison, and he writes, the food they gave him in the prison was matzah. It wasn't pesa, it was matzah. Why? Because there's nothing to it. It's cheap food. What are you going to feed the prisoners? Flour or water. It's cheap food. Not only is it cheap, but as we'll know 2 weeks from tonight, it stays in your stomach for a long time. Okay, so it was a cheap type of food that you gave to the... So therefore, you don't want to add salt because that takes away from the lechem oni. That's the reason that the Levush gives as to why we don't drip. Yeah, why we don't dip it into the salt. Okay?
You know, you would think that this pumfakir, that on Pesach, you'd want to have more dipping.
So we'll get that too, because we do other dippings. Anyway, but anyway, he writes at the end, that's only at the Seder. At the rest of the week, when you have matzah, you do put it in salt, just at the Seder, because of the mitzvah, either because of lechem oni, or because of the, what the Maharil said, that it was, you know, it's because of love for the mitzvah. Those are the reasons given. When he talks about why we usually put salt in, it's because of kavod. He quotes a pasuk in Malachi, Perak Aleph Pasuk Ches, an important pasuk. It's a pasuk from the Haftar, I think, of Parshas told us. It says there in 30, the Navi laments, V'chisagishon Yivrael Yisboch, Ein Ra. You think when you bring a lame animal, that's all good? There's nothing wrong with that? Okay. Hakriveu na lefechasecha. bring an offering like that to your nobleman, to your lord, to your someone who you know you want to impress. He'll be happy with that. Meaning, when you do a mitzvah and you bring a carbon to Hashem, it should be top quality, right? You shouldn't, give something schlocky or schleppy looking. You wouldn't give that to your hakivel pechasecha. That's what the Radak explains. Okay, the pasuk is saying, would you bring such an offering? I'm not going to read the Radak inside, but would you bring such an offering to your boss, to some aristocrat that you have to make a deal with and so on? You wouldn't do it. Okay, so you shouldn't do that with a Kodesh Baruch Hu either. And the Chok Yaakov on the page in the Shulchan Aruch, Tof Ayin Hei, Siv Kotten Dalad, 32 explains, V'ein ha-minig lipo b'melach b'lala rishona. The minig is not to dip the matz into the salt. Quotes the Maharil, Mishum Chibur Mitzvah, Alavush, Kosov Atam, Mishum Lechem Oni. But a shar kosan ha-minig l'tablo afapas nyoki. Gar minig is the rest of the time. We do dip bread into salt. V'chein koyim ha-pesach, and the rest of Pesach. Two rak, shnei lelos rishona. Just the night to the Seder. And he said, when the Ramor writes, Laila Rishona, don't get excited. The Laila Rishona is because of Rav Lav Davke. And that's what the Maril says explicitly. Now the Mishnah Berurah also says like that. It's in Kotten Dalad, right? He says, even though the rest of Pesach you do dip into salt like any other time, even though it is Pasnoki, nevertheless, at the Seder we don't. For whatever the reason, it's Lechem Oni. He mentions that reason. And again, he says in Sivkotten, hey, Laila Rishona means the first two nights. However, comes the, and about the Aruch HaShulchan too, I'm sorry, one more thing, Aruch HaShulchan, there in Siman Tuf Ayin Hei Sif Hei, also writes, okay, the minig at the Seder is, he quotes the minig, not to dip the matzah into the salt, and it doesn't mean only the first night, it means the first two nights, and he gives the other reasons, but at the end, okay, he writes as follows, he says, Kemidum Ali, the fourth line of 34, Kemidum Ali She'achshav Tolin Bamela. We, at least where he lived, nowadays we do dip the matzah into the salt. That's what his practice was. Rosh Hashulchan, where he lived in Europe, in Avardok, somewhere in the Russian, Eastern Europe. So the Rosh Hashulchan's practice in his the place was we do dip it. They say Yafa Yos every time, because it tastes better. Vahavihidr mitzvah, it beautifies the mitzvah even more. Okay? And therefore, he said, therefore the Aruch HaShulchan quotes that the practice was in his land not to follow this Ramah and to put the matzah in the salt just like we do bread and salt the rest of the year. Then he writes, this Yerucham we were alluding to before, about Rambam Kosov, guess what? L'tavlo b'charoses. The Rambam's opinion is the matzah should be dipped into charoses. B'cholkolov. But most people don't agree with that. It may not mean it, Cain. It's not the meaning. The Rambam says everything you dip on this, all the dips you're doing, dipping, everything you dip, the Rambam says you dip the karpas, and we dip the karpas in the salt water. But the vegetable, right, the celery, the Rambam says, no, that's dipped into, everything is dipped into charoses. So the matzah is also dipped into charoses. Okay, the meaning is not like the Rambam, but the Aruch HaShulchan says at our places, we dip in the salt as well. So, okay, but what's all this got to do with us? So it's interesting, Leket Yosher, which is a collection from one of the Talmidim in the Chumash Hadeshin, he writes what his Rebbe taught him. So in Leket Yosher, in the Chelek Aleph Aruch Chaim, on page Lamed Dalad, first he wrote in 30, writes in 35, V'noeg lahatam, generally, you're supposed to have salt at the table, levarach hamotzi, I'll call it, whatever make hamotzi, and he brings that reason, k'deishalei katreg asotam. So he quotes that reason. It's this funny reason that the satan won't be mekatrik. The salt somehow protects you when people are waiting, and he quotes that tosis. Based on that, Yerucham anticipated it. He says in Hilchos Pesach on page Peidal 36, V'asam melech al matzah v'lo pesach. One time I saw my Rebbe, the Chumash Hadeshin, did dip. One year he did dip the matzah into the salt. V'loshon acheres, another year he didn't. Lo as melech al matzah v'omar shulel shimurim. If the primary reason is to put the salt serves as some kind of protection, Pesach night is a Leil Shimurim. What does that mean? It's a protected night. It's a safe night. It's a special night. That's the Pusik in Parshas Bo, Shmos Paragud Beis, Pusik Membe says 37. Leil Shimurim describes the night of Pesach, the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Leil Shimurim hu Lashem lotzi ha'aretz Mitzrayim hu ha'layla zeh Lashem Shimurim l'chol b'nei Yisrael l'dorosam. This night is a special night. It's a protected night for the B'nai Yisrael, L'doro Sam, for all time, for all generations. What does Leil Shimurim mean? Top of the next page, Rashi says in 38, Leil Shimurim L'chol B'nei Shel Adorasam V'shumar Uba Min Hamazikin. Hamazikin. This night is protected from all mazikin, all the people would cause harm, all things that would cause harm. As it says, Shenemar V'lo Yiten HaMashchis, right? That's earlier in Parshas Bo, Perikud Beis, Pasuk Chav Gimel. This is V'avar Hashem Lingofes Mitzrayim, right? When Hashem comes to Mitzrayim, it says, "V'lo yitena mashkes lavo b'techel and gof." We won't let the mashkes come into our homes. Our homes will be protected. So the Gemara and Rashi didn't make this up. The Gemara says this in Pesachim Kuf Tesem Beis 40. Amar of Nachman, Amar Kral Leil Shimurim, Leil Hamishumar Uba Min Hamazikin. This is a specially protected night, and so therefore says the Leket Yosha, the name of the Chumash Hadeshim, since he feels the primary reason or a primary reason for having salt at the table is to bring about this protection on Pesach night, we don't need it, and that accounts for the minute quoted by the Ramah not to dip, not to have salt in with the matzah on Pesach night at the Seder. And just again to digress a little bit, because before Pesach we see actually there are a couple of other minhagim that we have and that we observe to this day, which indicate or highlight the fact that this is a Leil Shimurim. So, for example, in Siman Tov Pei, Sif Halach 41, Ramor writes, "Veish Omer Sheish Lomar Shvoch Chamoscha." Right before Hallel, after the Baruch, after benching at the Seder, we say Hallel. Before that, we say Shvoch Chamoscha, and the Liftoach HaPes. We open the door. Right, to open the door for Eliyahu Navi. Never mind Eliyahu Navi. We're opening the door. What's the reason opening the door? Says the Ramah, Kedei Lizkor Shulel Shimurim. We open the door to remind ourselves we're safe. We can keep our door open. That's our minig. Our minig is we open the door. Why? Because it's Leil Shimurim, says the Ramah. And as the Mishnah Berurah explains, Kedei Lizkor Shulel Shimurim. Ve'ein Misyar Mishum Davar. Tonight we're not afraid of anything. It's a protected night. Okay? And something else, another minig that we have, and some tough pay aleph some days or more brings. V'noagim shalikro salmitosa rak parsha shma by kriya shma shalamita. We say the bracha b'mapil. We say shma. Then many people are practicing all kinds of psukim. You look in the regular siddurim, and all kinds of psukim. What are all those psukim? They're all psukim for protection. They all have to do with shmira. So the Shulchan Ramor writes on Pesach night. You say Ramapil, you say Kriya Shema, but you don't have to say all those protective psukim at Pesach night. The lo shar dvarim shekar mishar leis kli lahagin. You don't need those protective psukim kilel shimur huim and azikin. Okay, and the Morgan Avram there in Sukkot and Beis quotes from the Maharil, the lo yino hadelas bebriya chazik. You don't have to lock your door so tight on Pesach night. You don't have to put all the locks on. Okay, then he adds behecha the shchiya chazek lo sam chenisa, but he says, you know, it's a place where it's dangerous. Don't play around. Don't rely on a miracle. But, you know, if it's safe, you don't have to worry about locking the doors so much and so on Pesach night. And finally, one other minig, it's not relevant this year, but sometimes Pesach is the first night of Pesach. It's Friday night. Right? It's Friday night, Shabbos. So this is not, but sometimes it is. So the Tur quotes in Siman Tov Pei Zayin, Kosov 45. Kosov Baleitol Shem Benisim. Kshekeshechal b'Shabbes. Ein Omer Brocha me'ein Shiva Shenisku Shulam Achmei Sakneso Azikom Azikim. Vayidnei Tzorach Leil Shimurim. Our minig is that when we're in shul after the Shmona Esrei of Ma'ariv on Friday night, we say what's called the Brocha Achas Me'ein Sheva. It's a mini Chazor Shashatz. Usually there's no Chazor Shashatz by Ma'ariv, but there we kind of say mini Chazor Shashatz, Brocha Hashem, Avos, Bidvarim, Chayim, etc. Okay, we say that on Friday night. Why? That was to protect people. We'll see in a second, and you don't have to say that on Pesach night. Friday night, yeah. We don't say it. The truth is, you only say it with a minion. Now we're diving without a minion every Friday night. Individuals don't say it either. I don't know if people are aware of that. What's the matter? No. I don't know if people are aware of that, but when you daven b'yichidus like we have to now, unfortunately, on Friday night, so after Ma'ariv Shmona Esrei, you don't say that bracha achas me'ein sheva. We want to say the words of Morgan Avos, it doesn't hurt, but the beginning and the end, which happens a bracha to Hashem, you should not say. Okay, where does that come from altogether? The Mishnah Berurah there in Siman Tov Pei Zayin, and the Shulchan Aruch rules this way, in Siman Tov Pei Zayin, Sif Aleph 46, ein omer brachas me'ein sheva. You don't say that bracha Morgan Avos on Friday night when it's Pesach. If Pesach lands on a Friday night, the Seder night meaning, okay? And the Mishnah Berurah explains there in Simtof Pei Zayin, Sivkot and Tes 47, the Lo Niskana Elam Ibn Mazikin. It was only because of the Mazikin. Uba Pesach Olel Shemur. What do you mean? What's this bracha got to the Mazikin? So he refers back to Simon Reish Samach Ches. Shulchan Aruch there says in Hilchos Shabbos, Simon Reish Samach Ches Siv Ches. But Omer Shatz Bracha Achaz Main Sheva. But Ein Ayochin Omer. So like I just said, only the Chazan says it. An individual davening by himself does not say that bracha. It's only a bracha in Shul. The Mishnah Berurah explains as a Cotton Chof over there in Hilchos Shabbos Simon Reish Samach Ches 49. Huma Shashatz Omer Achaz Tefila Bracha Hashanah Kenan Hasein etc. Kone Shemayim Ve'Aretz and that whole thing. That was Niskan Mishum Sakonas Hamazikin Shabbat Knesios Shelahen. In the olden days, the shuls were outside of the town, okay, and they're out in the fields. Ulufam ibn Adam Akrin, certain people came late to shul, and they'd be catching up, and it'd be dangerous to walk home by yourself, okay? It'd be dangerous to walk home by yourself. So, and if people would leave, Yishari Chinabe Saknesis, that people would be left there alone and subject to trouble. So, therefore, Chazal instituted this bracha as a stall, basically, to stall for those rest of the people to finish davening. And Shavuot Shashatz Marachbo, and the Chazan is, you know, singing, Magen Avos, or whatever. So, they'll finish their davening, and everyone will have to walk back, they'll be able to walk back together. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes, even though nowadays, even though it's not relevant, our school shuls aren't out in the field and so on, we just maintain that original practice. So, in any event, what emerges from here is that the whole bracha of Magen Avos was only a bracha in a tzibur. In fact, even if you're davening someplace where it's not a regular shul, meaning you're davening, I don't mean a house minion that meets all the time, but let's say there's a sheva brachas. So you make a minion in somebody's basement, or a bar mitzvah, something like that, they make a special minion. So if it's not in a shul, you also wouldn't say Magen Avos on Friday night. You wouldn't say that bracha achas min sheva. So Yochid doesn't say it, even a tzibur, if it's not a regular tzibur, it's a regular shul, or even if it's a minion in someone's house, but they daven every week, okay, that's something else. But if it's a private thing, you know, one time, one and out, you wouldn't say that bracha either. All right, so says the Leket Yosha, in the name of the Trumas Hadeshin, that's another reason why we don't dip the matzah into the salt, because we don't need that protection. Now coming back to our sugya, okay, so you look carefully in the Shulchan Aruch, okay, and the way it says in the Gemara never actually seemed to speak about eating salt or dipping anything in salt. It just talked about having salt at the table. Go back to our original discussion, right? That just like the Mizbeach needed salt, just like the Karbonis needed salt, so the Challah needs salt, but it doesn't say you have to eat the salt. It just says you have to have the salt at the table. It's interesting. And if you look carefully at the words of Shulchan Aruch, back in, let's see what source it was already. Back in the Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, back in source 21, you shouldn't make avot until there's salt at the table. It doesn't say it necessarily you have to eat the salt. Now there are more. The Gemara does say that same sugi in Brachas Memor Aleph 50. The Gemara does say Amar Rava Bar Shmuel Mishmei Rav Chia that Achar Kol Achilas HaChol Melach. You should have something with salt at the end of your meal. You should have something with water at the end of drinking, and somehow it protects you. And the Ramah brings that in Siman Kuf Ayin of Aruch Chaim, Siman Kuf Beis 51, Achar Kol Achol Melach, and so on. But he says that's only if you didn't have any salt during the meal, or if you didn't have any food that had salt, which is very rare. So we're not so careful about that today. Okay? And that's what the Magen Avraham brings in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, Siman Tes Vav. He refers to what the Ramah writes in Siman Kuf Ayin, the Ein Anu Nogim Achilas Melach at the end of the meal, Mishum Diyesh Bepas Melach, and we have plenty of salt in our other food. But the idea is to have salt at the table. But the Magen Avraham quotes in 52 in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin Siv Tes Vav, "Bekasu ha-mekubalim litbol prusas ha-betziah melach." The mekubalim, okay, said you should tip. We only spoke about having salt at the table. We didn't see about eating it. But the Magen Avraham quotes in mekubalim, you should dip the food, the bread, into the salt. Okay, that's what he says. And the Machzor Shekel explains, because our practice is not necessarily to eat salt at the end of the meal. Okay, like that Gemara. And therefore, I might have thought that, you know, as long as I have salt in the bread, I don't have to have separate salt at the table. Comes along on a Brahm in the name of the Mekubalim, it says, no, even if you're going to have plenty of salt at the meal, you don't need to eat, but still, there's some kind of an inyan to dip the bread that you make hamotzi on into the salt. Didn't say that in the original sources, but that's what the Mekubalim did. And the Bar Hetev in Sukkot Nechaz and the Mishabur in Sukkot Lama Gimel both mention the practice. The Bar Hetev actually quotes from the Arizal, okay, from the Mekubalim. He says al derech nistar, some esoteric secret thing, you know, the Chachmas HaNistar, Kabbalah, why you should have salt. And he says, because we're called the Atma Prusa Motzabella Gimel Pomin. That's Gimel Pay at the end of Fizzle with Gimel Pomin. Should dip it three times. That's the Mishabru rings also. It's for Cotton Lam and Gimel in the name of the Mekubalim to dip three times. Okay, there are different people have different Minhagim. Some people pour the salt over the Salah. Other people, the base of the Mishabru, I'm going to dip the, that's what I do, dip the bread three times into salt. Okay, but based on the Mekubalim. Now, this idea of having salt is such a central part of the Hamotzi process that we find a very fascinating din in Source 56, and that same Sugyan Brachas, Mem Amar Aleph. Amar Rav, Tol Bruch, Eno Tzarich Levarach. Listen to this case. The guy washed, and I made Hamotzi, but before he ate the bread, he made the Bruch of Hamotzi. He said, Hamotzi Lechamotzi. Before he ate the bread, he spoke, and he said, Tol Bruch, he started giving out the bread to the other people at the table. Maybe they were poor people, whatever they were. He does not have to make the bracha over again. Look in Rashi in 57. Habotzea kodem shetah min aprusa. Before he ate the broken, little piece that he cut off, that botzei menev ahoshu to misha. So he passed it to the people next to him. Amar lo tol meforas min prusa zabracha. Afal pisha soch beintayin. He talked in between the bracha and taking the bite, which we think is unheard of. Ein tzarich lachzor l'orach. He does not have to make a new bracha. Afal Gav, even though usually conversation is a hefsek, the quotes in Warmanachas that Soch ben Tfilin Tfilin, you talk between Tfilin Shiyad and Tfilin Sharosh, that's a hefsek, it's making a bracha, and so on. And so, but you don't have to do it if you're giving out the bread. However, get back to 56 now. Amarav, Tolbruch, Eno Tolbruch, but Havei Melach, but if you tell someone to bring the salt, then Tzarek Levarach, that is a hefsek, you're making a bracha. But Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilo Havei Melach, Havei Lifta Navi Eno Tzarek Levarach. Again, look what happened. You said Hamotzi Lechamotzi, suddenly you would notice there was no salt on the table after you made Hamotzi. So I said, bring me the salt. Okay, it doesn't even have to say in Hebrew. Or sometimes people think, oh, if you have to talk, you better talk in Hebrew. I don't know what he's supposed to say. So if the person says, get me the salt, or please get me the salt, bring me someone else in the kitchen, bring the salt. So that's okay. That's not considered a hefsek. Okay, that's not considered a hefsek for this purpose. And then he mentions also even to feed your animal, because it says in the Torah you're supposed to feed your animal before you eat. That's a pasuk in Parshas Eikev 58 in Shkrishma. Perek Yalav pasuk Tezvav. Rasati Esav Misodcha Livhentecha. Then Vechalta Vesavata. First your behema, then you. But anyway, all these things are not considered a hefsek. And Rashi explains, look in the Rashi Haviu Melach, second Rashi in 57. Haviu Melach Nami Ein Tzarich Levarach She'Avzu Tzarich Bracha. That's part of the mitzvah, part of the bracha. She prusa she bracha nechelas pitam. You want to have the flavor of the salt or whatever else the salt accomplishes, right? You want to have that, so that's not considered a hefset. You're allowed to talk even after having made the bracha of hamotzi. All right, so we'll. There's an exception to the rule. You're allowed to talk. Now,
question.
You what?
Just a question. Yeah. We learned a few years ago about. I think you said the reason we make a mark on one of the challahs is that we should immediately cut the challah.
Right, to make the minimize hefsek.
Right, that seemed to be a priority. Here we have something that is maybe based on a Zohar, maybe based on a maaseh that we see in a Tosfos. How are we all of a sudden creating a hefsek when it was so important earlier to get right to the bread?
It's an interesting question. Again, everybody agrees. Everybody agrees you should minimize the hefsek.
It's not a hefsek.
What?
The Gemara Menachos. Again, I'll go back to that Gemara.
This Gemara also. That's the Chiddush. It's not a hefsek. It's considered part of the bracha. Okay. So your case, Josh. Okay, people are sitting around, so that's a hefsek. But to bring the salt out, which again, for whatever the reason is, because you touch shulchan domel on his beach. Like we said before, the Ramon mentioned, you're right. If it's just this reason, so as a protection, maybe you could question it. But I think the idea is that this, whatever the reason, Chazal understood that this is not a hefsek. This is part of the mitzvah. It's part of the bracha. So the Rambam paskins this way in 62 Parak Aleph Halacha Ches of Hilchos Brachos. Kol HaBrachos Kulon Lo Yafsik Ben HaBrachos Ben HaDovish Morach HaLov. Okay. Ordinarily, you can't talk in between the bracha and whatever you made the bracha on. If you're talking about something else, if you did, you have to make a new bracha. Okay? But if you're talking about something that relates to the food or to what you're doing, then you don't need a new bracha. Kate said, Kigon, sheberach al pas. You made a bracha on the bread. Bekodim sheochal amar havi yamelach. Before you ate, you can bring the salt out, or bring this in out, or give this to the animal. Then it's not considered a hefsek. And the same thing is in the Shulchan Aruch. Now the Shulchan Aruch does say in Siman Kuf Sama Zayin Tzivav, Yochal Miyad. You shouldn't. Generally, you should try not to. Make sure you have the salt on the table before. Don't have a conversation. If you do, Tzarek Lachsav Levarach. Okay. Elaim Kena Sicha Bidvarim Minyan Dvarim Shvarachal of Kagon Shemir Chalapas and so on. And I said, bring out the salt. Okay. But Lachatchil, of course, you shouldn't do it. But yeah. So and then he discusses also the issue of other people, even if other people are taking from the or getting from the bread, they can talk. And there's no guess. Sometimes I may come out, the one head of the household makes a motzi, takes a bite, the other people are waiting for their piece, they can also talk. That's a different discussion. So the Mishnah Berurah, we'll move to finish up in a few minutes. The Mishnah Berurah says that anything which is needed, let's say he doesn't have a knife.
They can talk unrelated.
What's that?
They can speak unrelated.
Yeah, that would even be seem to be okay according to that, because once the balabas took a bite of the bread, so now the bracha was chalor automatically, even though they didn't have some, even though they didn't have it, because they were yotzi with him. It's better not to, but yeah, that's the idea. Okay, again, it's better not to talk at all. But if you're talking about minyan dvarim, the Mishnah Berurah says called lamed zayin, things which relate to the suda, that's not considered a hefsek at all. All right, and even though. And this may be what you were driving at, Josh. Look at Sivkot and Laman Ches in 64. Vapilu Pasha and the Nakia, and we said you don't really have to have salt. Nevertheless, Kaven Shuchofetz Lechel Apas Eidit Timelach Lepas Harezem Inyan HaSuda. It's still counted as Inyan HaSuda, even though you technically don't need it. Okay? And again, he mentions the other thing. Of course, better not to interrupt at all. Now, what about between the Tilsa Daim and Hamotzi? So there we find it did in Sim Kuf Samach Vav Orachaim Sifalav Yesh Omrim She'ein Tzarek Lizor V'Lahafin Until Amotz V'Yesh Omrim Tzarek Lizor V'Tov Lizor. Okay, you should also not talk between the Tzarek Lizor and Hamotzi, but that's not going to be more strict than between the Broch of Hamotzi and the eating of the bread. That's for sure. So he said, and you shouldn't delay. How much is delay, by the way? He says as a side point, K'dehilu Chof Beis Amma. How long it takes to walk 22 Ammas, let's say 40 feet. That's considered hefsek. Sometimes that comes up. You have a wedding, you go out to wash. By the time you get back to your table, there's a long delay. Okay, some people say the room counts as one place, and it was a different discussion. But anybody try and avoid the hefsek. Now, and a delay is not only a delay in talking, but it's a delay in time also. It's certainly not talking. So what emerges from all of this is that a person should have salt on the table, not only on Shabbos. A lot of us probably don't necessarily eat bread other than Shabbos. I don't have bread the whole week. Okay, but sometimes you have a sandwich, so you're eating on the run, you don't have salt handy. So again, the fact that your tuna or whatever else you have is, anyway, our bread is usually baked with salt anyway. Okay, so it's not a problem. But if you're in a place where you can possibly have salt to the table, certainly that's a good idea. And according to the Mekubalim, you should dip into it three times, dip the bread into the salt three times. Just to finish up, coming full circle to the idea of Shulchan, Domol, and Mizbeah. So it's not only this business of having salt. The Aruch HaShulchan points out, in Simchav Kuf Samal Zayin Sif Yud Beis, because Kosar Ben Ramah, we should have salt at the table, and he gives different reasons. Okay, he quotes this reason: it's protecting, based on the story of the Satan. And he says, "I'm a Kubalim." He's Zoru Bezelipo Puzamotzi Melach. He has mentioned three times when they would dip it in, and then he mentions other things that we should do at the table, like you shouldn't kill insects at the table. I remember as a little kid, don't kill any spiders or bugs at the table, because they are Shulchan Shalifnei Hashem. We should recognize that our table is Lifnei Hashem. And the Shaar Tzion there in Sivkot and Chof Hei says it's not just a matter of having salt, but also with Gamay de Amir's Divrei Torah. Right? You should say Divrei Torah at the table. We have to have a mindset that our table, and I would just add again, especially now, we can't be, there's no Beis HaMikdash for sure, we can't even be in Shul, the Mikdash Ma'at, so our tables can be a place where there's tremendous growth and kapora and so on. You say Divrei Torah, and he quotes, or maybe after Amotzi, you say some Mizmor, he sings Miris, he say some Kapitul Tilim or something, that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. And it's based on the Mishnah Perkei Avos, Par Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, 69, where the Shulchan Aruch says, where the Mishnah says, the Baratana explains, okay, it says, any time there's three people ate together and didn't say a Dvar Torah, kilo ochlu mizivchei mesim. That's bad things, like you ate from a Avodah Zarah food. On the other hand, And what does the Mishnah quote? Our pasuk, Shenamar Vaydaber Elazeh Shulchan L'Shem Shalif Hashem. So your shulchan can be a place to connect to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Zeh Shulchan Shalif Hashem, and it's not only through salt, but about our general behavior at the table. So this is something to keep in mind, that our table today can affect a kapara. And we should be granted a kapara together, all of us, all together with all of the Klai Yisrael. I wish everybody a good Shabbos, a safe Shabbos, and Bez Hashem will commune again next week.
Rabbi Tabas, are you selling or buying chametz? Or
yes. So in terms of this, I'm going to send out on an email privately. There's this form which may, again, everything's been done online, so I have a form, so I'll get it to you.
Thank you.
I send it to my shul. I'm sending it on Sunday.
Great. Thanks so much.
Very good. Okay. Hey, I wish everybody a good Shabbos.
Thank you.
Rabbi Tabas is still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, so